suitcase in my hand. Jack is in his corset and Jane is in her vest. Me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Riding in a Stutz Bearcat gym. Those were different times. The poets studied rules of Perth and all the ladies rolled their eyes. Sweet Jane. Sweet Jane. Now Jackie is a banker and Jane, she is a clerk. They're both saving up all that money when they come home from work. Wooden soldiers, and you can hear Jack say, "Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane, Sweet Jane." Some people like to go out dancing, but other people, they gotta work. And there's always some evil mother to tell you life is just full of dirt. And that women never really faint. And that villains always blink their eyes. And children are the only ones who blush. And that life is just to die. But anyone that had a heart, he wouldn't want to turn around.
That is indeed Mott the Hoople doing their version of the Velvet Underground Sweet Jane, wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a Friday night show called the Viva La Mock radio program. You can also tune in Tuesday afternoon. Does that make sense? No, Tuesday. It's not plural. Tuesday afternoon from 2 until 4 to hear an encore presentation of this very show. What is that encore presentation? Well, it's a mixture. It is a mixture of kind of like highlights of this show tonight from the playlist. And part of it, a good chunk of it, is actually just I've got the reel-to-reel behind me going, and I will take an hour, 90 minutes, 80 minutes. I don't know. I'll take some time. And in that 120 minutes, it'll literally be this program. Yeah, it's so nice. We run it twice. Before Mott the Hoople, that was Golden Earring in there. Went back to a 1978 Grab It for a Second and Moving Down Life. Now, here's what's interesting. For whatever reason, I said, you know what, this week I should play some Golden Earring. So I went to the record library and I pulled out a stack of vinyl of the Golden Earring records. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to want to play from Golden Earring. And I'm flipping through and I'm looking and, oh, wow, they have an 18-minute version of 8 Miles High. Tempting, but maybe not this show. I'm not going to play Radar Love. I'm not going to play Twilight Zone. At least not tonight. And then I look at this album, the Grab It for a Second, and as I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, this album was produced back in 1978 by Jimmy Iovine, whose birthday's today. Serendipitous, 69 years old today. Jimmy Iovine, also then he started Interscope Records, and then he did the Beats thing with Dre and became a billionaire. Did a lot of stuff with Fleetwood Mac. Did more stuff with Stevie Nicks. If you know what I mean. And he's the one who got Stevie and Tom Petty together for Stop Dragging My Heart Around. In case you wanted to know. Before the Golden Earring. Yeah, I haven't even told you the whole playlist yet. I'm just rambling. Before the Golden Earring, Spy Genius doing their version of Madness's Michael Caine. As much as I have not been listening to a lot of Madness, I've been on a Madness kick. A lot of Madness songs keep getting stuck in my head. The original version can be found on 1985's Keep Moving album. Cheap Trick started off the entire set with Southern Girls. Gets us here 2.5 minutes past 10 o'clock. You know, today in the United States, companies are actually struggling to fill more than 4 million, that is million with an M, entry-level positions. And because of outdated hiring practices like these, employers are missing out on a great pool of untapped talent. I'm talking about 6 million adults. Do the math. 4 million positions open, 6 million young adults. What are we talking about? Well, despite their motivation, loyalty, and hard work, the grads of life lack opportunity because they have yet to earn some of those traditional credentials that the employers are valuing, like a college education. So maybe it's time to look beyond that resume and look for the grads of life to discover new ways to develop great talents that are so much more than what's on paper. Gradsoflife.org for more information on that. We got 1 hour down, 3 to go. Thanks for hanging out with me. Elvis Costello's got a brand new disc out with The Imposters, which are really The Attractions with the flip of one guy. Yeah. Different bass player. It's a great album. It's called The Boy Named If. Here's The Death of Magic Thinking.
Sullen is a summer's day, even as a winter's evening. Angels strumming overhead. 27 seconds to touchdown. Switch on the landing lights. I turned up the radio. One day I'll buy a ticket for any place that I want to go. Now that I am so thinking, the death of magic thinking. She took my hand in an experiment, put it where it shouldn't be, put it underneath her dress and waited to see. I didn't know what to do, I didn't know what to say. It was just a game, I guess, one that I didn't know how to play. Without a shame that can turn things inside my head. I can't let go my tears. I can't control my anger. I can't admit my fears. Walked you to the prison gate. I didn't know what to say. Walk back to the car, shed tears of my betrayal. They'll teach you well, but not enough. A punching bag and all for nothing. Card wheels you used to turn. You'll never learn, they'll never mention the death of magic thinking. She took my hand in an experiment. Put it where it shouldn't be. Put it underneath the dress and waited to see. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. It was just a game, I guess. Why I didn't know how to play. Now you were leaving for some other place where they won't let me follow. I see you close the door and deny you ever knew me. The death of magic thinking. The death of magic thinking.
Boston life packed up so small, so quick and small, so quick and easy and small. New Haven, no time, low inside a gray and grimy hall. Long out buildings in 1981. But that girl, she loved it. She loved it fierce and quick. They slept sweet on a dirty floor. Just once in that tiny flat, that first night of siren. He aimed the Burma pan south. He drove it screaming fast, fueled up and out of gas. 90 down 90, that Boston life packed up so small. But that girl, she loved it. She loved it fierce and quick. They slept sweet on a dirty floor. Just once in that tiny flat, that first night of sirens. That first night of sirens.
Consonant with that Boston life. The band Consonant, which actually was Clint Connolly of Mission of Burma, a project he did back about 20 years ago after taking a 20-year hiatus from Mission of Burma. That Boston life, a Boston-based band. Chris Brokaw, whom you might be familiar with, played all over that, along with members of Bedhead and Fuzzy. For the Consonant, Posies gave us Dream All Day from the Frosting on the Beater album. Also played some Cobra Verde in there doing the Undertones' Teenage Kicks. And Elvis Costello, some brand new Elvis Costello from the Death of Magic Thinking. No, from the Boy Named If with the Death of Magic Thinking. Woo, it's the death of my magic thinking. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. You have tuned into a program we like to call Viva La Mock, as it comes to each and every Friday evening. Hey, don't forget you can pull up a chair each and every Sunday evening at 11 for some breakfast for dinner. DJ Chris Wired will serve up an audio feast of melodious harmonies and melodic harmony. No, no, wait. Melodious harmonies and melodic and harmonic melodies. There it is. I knew it was in there somewhere. Stuck in my head. Sorry about that. What is that? What is a audio feast of melodious harmonies and harmonic melodies? Well, it's power pop. It's jangle pop. It's psychedelic. It's anything that feeds the mind, and it's each and every Sunday night at 11 p.m. right here in WRCT. And his encore presentation of that show, if you're not up at 11, Thursdays at 1 p.m., you can hear that show again. I've got a mock that's going to come up at midnight. So that's less than 2 hours away. In about 43 minutes, I'll do a radio calendar and a music calendar, let you know some things going on around town, some shows, some events to keep you cultured. I already warned you once, but I'll warn you again. The mock tonight is yet again, being that March is Women's History Month. It'll be female-centric, female-focused. That will happen. And I'll tell you what it is, maybe after the next set of music. Maybe after the next set of music. Did you know today? Today, March 11th. Did you know today is Johnny Appleseed Day? Not sure what that means, but it's true. It's also something like waffle nut oatmeal something walnut something day. But we'll go with Appleseed, Johnny Appleseed Day. And we'll turn our attention to the sixth release from the Kansas-based band, the Appleseed Cast. And play something from them. And to celebrate Johnny Appleseed Day.
Snow day. hide your heart beneath the covers and you tell them they're the only one. And others know what I'm going through. It's so hard to be a lover when you say you only do it for fun. Playing with the queen of hearts, knowing it ain't really smart. Joker and the only fool to do anything for you. Playing at another life, thinking about a life of crime. That's what I have to do.
Yeah, that's Dave Edmunds from his Repeat When Necessary album that came out in 1979 doing Queen of Hearts. And you would have fooled me. You would have fooled me if you're like, hey, Dave Edmunds is covering Juice Newton, dude. It's actually the other way around. That is the very first version of that song. Dave Edmunds actually didn't write it. So it was actually written by Hank DeVito, who was the pedal steel guitarist in Emmylou Harris's band. And he wrote the song, and then Dave Edmunds was the first person to actually record it. Hey, before the Dave Edmunds, Liz Phair from Exile in Guyville with 6 foot one. Matt Pond, PA, reminding you that we're supposed to have a snow day tomorrow. I know. I'm trying not to be cynical because I'm pretty sure I'm going to wake up tomorrow and there'll be snow all over. Hey, I might leave the radio station tonight and there might be snow. But it was like 50-some degrees today. Yeah, climate change isn't real, is it? Hey, Appleseed Cast. The Appleseed Cast with Hello Dearest Love start off that entire set because today is a National Johnny Appleseed Day. You know, Parkinson's disease afflicts 1 million people in the United States and Canada, but people who have the disease can actually have a meaningful and productive life. Guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology help neurologists make early, accurate diagnosis and optimize proven and effective therapies. They track how quickly the disease may progress, and they tailor treatment accordingly. Early diagnosis, proper treatment, and regular contact with a neurologist can help patients improve and maintain a good quality of life. For more information, you can visit AAN.com. 35 minutes past your 10 o'clock hour. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mac. Feel free to drop me an email if there's something you want to hear on this show, this very show tonight. WRCTRequest@gmail.com or call me up. I'm hanging out in the studio, 412-268-WRCT. We've got a mock coming up tonight at midnight, so just under an hour and a half. In about 85 minutes, we'll have this mock. Tonight's mocking in celebration of Women's History Month, Olivia Newton-John going underneath the mock light tonight at midnight. ...2020 was kind of a blur of a year, if you remember that. Do you? 2021 kind of blurred a little bit. It's all kind of blurred, it feels like. But Half Japanese actually put out an album in 2020 that the Mockster missed because I was somewhere in a bunker wiping everything down with wet naps and not eating chicken wings. Album's called Crazy Heart, so let's play something off of that. It's some Half Japanese here on the Viva La Mac radio show.
The birds, bees, and us Well, that's where I met a wondrous world of wondrous wonders. For the two of us, the two of us. Step right up and ring the bell. And don't be shy, give it hell. It's a brand new kind of new. For the two of us, the two of us. Terrific time of terrific fullness. For you, for me, for us, for you, for I. A terrific time for terrific thoughts. We're brainy as hell. Let's step right up, no need to wait. We have got sunshine and happiness banging on our gate. And the stars, well, they're out tonight, shining on us. The two of us.
Kill my dog. Kill my dog.
Getting old, isn't it? To love everyone else more than you love yourself. It's an excuse, isn't it? To be the tragic one.
That is the band Gold Spots with It's Getting Old from their Tally of the Yes Man release. Now, Gold Spot, this is where you love the WRCT record library. Because I've just started, it took me a while, but I've just started watching Only Murders in the Building. Martin Short, Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, Nathan Lane. Bunch of people, right? And I'm thinking to myself, the incidental music on this is just really, really good. So like the nerd I am, I'm like, who did the incidental music? Google Machine. And the Google Machine comes back and says it was I'm going to maybe slaughter his name, but Siddhartha Khosla is the gentleman. And he had a band called Goldspot. an indie pop band. I'm like, I gotta hear this. So I went back to the record library, and sure enough, we've got some gold spot, and I enjoyed playing that for you. Before the gold spot, Apples in Stereo with High Tide. Also played some They Might Be Giants from their first release with Youth Culture, Killed My Dog. And Half Japanese from their, I think I have it written down, from their 19th release. Yeah, first one was 1980. 40 years later, their 19th release, Jad Fair and Company. That album called Crazy Hearts, and I played Wondrous Wonder from Half Japanese for you. Do you ride a bicycle? Do you want safer streets? Do you want maybe respect from motorists? Do you want maybe bicycle infrastructure improvements? Well, guess what? Bike Pittsburgh is a non-profit that's working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets. Find out more at Bike Pittsburgh at bike-pgh.org. Don't forget that Spack Brothers Pizza joined June supporting WRCT. Spack Brothers, they offer pizza. They have hoagies, they have wings, but they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They don't use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. More information at 412-362-SPAK. 412-362-7725 or spackbrothers.com. Conveniently located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. We got about 10 more minutes before I get to a radio calendar and music calendar. Let you know what's going on around town. Then we get back into music, and then we have an Olivia Newton-John mock coming up at the midnight hour. But let's get back into more music. It's Chris Church from Darlene Please. It's Atlantic here on the Viva La Mock Radio Show.
This is Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge, and you're staying up late with the Mockster on Viva La Mock, here on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
From the Bends, that is some Radiohead and Black Star wrapping up that set of music here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Before that, some Vanilla Fudge doing their version of You Keep Me Hanging On from 1967. Gotta tell you, speaking of Vanilla Fudge, WRCT's own Vanilla Fudge, Eric Jackson Lurie, this Thursday, I believe this coming Thursday, Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge is joining him on his radio program and gonna do a little chat. So make sure you tune in. You're like, what is this Eric Jackson Lurie? Well, he's actually our rockin' attorney. One of two. Just gonna tell you now that Kenny Joe's back. One of two rockin' attorneys we have here at WRCT. Kenny's less rockin' and more retired, so we have a rockin' one and a retired one. But anyway, the rockin' one has a program called Courts in Session. It's each and every Thursday evening at 8 p.m. It's country, it's rock, it's soul, but what he does is he takes classic artists and plays new music by those classic artists. In fact, right now, I'm not sure, because I would only imagine the show's over by now, but he told me he was going to go out and see America tonight. And I'd say the show's over because I'm pretty sure the guys in America probably want to get to bed by 11. But anyway, you can catch Courts in Session. It's Sesson in Session each and every Thursday evening. He's got an encore presentation normally on Mondays of that show. But anyway, he's got Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge, I believe, this Thursday. That should be some good times. I'm going to have to tune in just to see if he was like, hey, Mark, I got to tell you a fun story. In high school, people called me Vanilla Fudge. And just see what Mark says. And then have him try to explain why. That's the thing. He never tells you why they called him Vanilla Fudge in high school. Anyway, I digress. I should tell you the rest of that. And then Chris Church started off that entire set with Atlantic from his Darling Please album. That was that set of music. I'm already 5 minutes past 11 o'clock, and that's okay. Yeah, we're just plugging along, doing this Viva La Mock thing. But this is the part of the show where we do a thing called the WRCT Music and Radio Calendar.